From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's star.
That comes from Keystone's small cap Canadian coverage. The company is called Sandvine Corporation. SVC is the symbol on the TSX. The shares jumped 22% this past week to around the 386 level after it announced it received a bid to be acquired at $3.80 by a company called Vector Capital, or an affiliate of Vector Capital. So what does Sandvine do? They are a network equipment company based in Waterloo, Canada. And they have network policy control products that are designed to implement on broadband network policies, ranging from they're used in the creation of billing, congestion management, and security and service creation. So we covered the company originally from around the $3 range. So the return here up 20-25% this past week is good to see, finally recognizing some value that's been here. We're not really surprised to see a takeover bid, given the fact this company has what we call a fortress balance sheet. There's a ton of cash sitting in here, well over $1 per share in cash and no debt. They've had questionable growth execution that we believe from the management team. So it's not surprising to see you match that balance sheet, a good solid cash flowing business with some questionable execution on management's front in terms of growth. We're happy though to see that some growth, or that the underlying fundamentals of the business are being recognized and some of the value is being recognized here. But there is a case to be made that the current offer is opportunistic and on the low side. In this respect, their National Bank and TD, who cover the stock, chimed in this past week. For its part, National Bank still has a target on the stock of $4.50, despite the fact that the offer is in at $3.80, so significantly higher than where the offer is. The report itself stated that they would not rule out the potential for Sandvine receiving another offer as high as, say, $5 per share. According to their analysis at National, $5 per share would equate to 13.8 times enterprise value to EBITDA on their estimates for 2017. I mean, that seems like a relatively reasonable number. TD also came in and raised its target to $4.50, the same target that you're seeing at Nashville. They think a strategic buyer could offer significantly more than $3.80. So there's two analysts coming out there and saying that they believe another offer could be in the offing. Both reports, I believe, hold valid analysis and conclude an offer in the range of $4.50 would appear, and we would say it's not out of the question, a multiple that National talked about in the range of 13.8 times enterprise value to their fiscal 2017 EBITDA is not unreasonable. Although there is some uncertainty as to whether Sandvine can hit National's 2017 EBITDA target. Now, having said this, we've definitely seen software/hardware entities, which Sandvine plays in both segments here, in the past purchased for higher multiples than 13.8 times enterprise value to EBITDA. So at this point, we'd have to wait to see whether another realistic bidder comes in. There is a go shop period here in this offer. It's about 42 days. We're a couple weeks into that right now. To hit the $4.50 target, a bidder would have to pony up around $600 million, although $160 million is sitting there in cash, so the net figure would be close to $440 million. At this point, the bid is at $380. The stock is trading slightly above that at $386. The market is anticipating potentially another offer, but of course that offer, it means nothing until it actually hits the books or it comes out. So at this point, we think it's prudent to continue to hold Sandvine. We've if you're a long-term patient holder here, you're going to see a good return either from the vector bid, which is at 380. Your only loss would be about 5 cents there. There could be a superior bid over the next month. If we see that, we'll likely hold to see if we can see and capitalize on a higher bid. If not, we're happy to take the 380 and move our capital where we see a more effective management team.
You never go broke taking a profit.
No, and in this case, we're going to make a profit, which is good. There's a potential for a superior bid here. So we think it's prudent to hold on to the stock over the next month or so. And if there is a superior bid, we'll look at that and likely recommend a tender to that bid.